Welcome to Left Hand Backhand Podcast, episode 40.
The big 4-0. Over the hill.
That's the pretty Jonah cool. Hill. Midlife crisis. Midlife crisis pod. That's what this is.
Yeah, feels like it. Being 30 years old, I feel it.
We attempted to record earlier in the week. However, Jeffrey fell asleep.
I took a 3-hour nap and ruined my entire sleep schedule, and it was horrible.
Really. Although I can't blame you because we've had to change recording days for me too with moving, but we got internet fixed. A new recording platform. So
Shout out to Riverside.
Give us a little grace if this doesn't turn out amazing.
If there's technical difficulties.
Indeed. we got a question of the pod. We got a Q-tip question of the pod. We got a fact from Jeff. And then Jeff's got a segment. We'll do our playoff recap. I got a segment, and Jeff's got a draft. So, traditional fashion here. Happy 2025 once again.
Once again.
And our question of the pod is, what's the difference between being surprised, stunned, and shocked?
Surprised, stunned, and shocked?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a real thinker.
Wow. When I start to think of differences, it actually becomes similarities. And then I'm like, wait,
I think stunned is a little bit more physical.
Maybe.
You know, think of like a stunned, stun gun.
Sure.
Like if somebody tells you something and you're stunned by it, you're almost like frozen.
You can't move. Yeah. Shocked doesn't mean that you can't respond or something. It almost is the opposite. Like, you're so shocked, you're responding to it. You're like, I can't believe this. I'm shocked. I was not expecting that. Whereas stunned, it's like, I'm gagged. I don't know what to say. You know, that's what the phrase now. That's what the kids say nowadays.
Don't know that one, Jeff.
Like, you gagged me. Because then it's the phrase.
You did stop making me gag, so...
I forgot. Dang it. I forgot. I almost put that out of my mind. But now it's back.
I think shocked is like almost maybe not negative, but like surprised can be good or bad.
Which is what my initial thought, but also shocked can be good or bad. I think surprised is tamer than shocked.
Yeah, shocked.
Surprised is on the lower end of the spectrum.
Surprise is like, oh, I didn't necessarily see that, but
like, wow, happy surprise. That was nice. Yeah, that's like, or like, oh, I'm surprised. I didn't think they would do that. Shocked is like,
you didn't think something. Shocked is like, it wasn't even in your brain.
Yeah, you're completely shocked. And stunned is like, I don't even have to respond to what you just said.
Yeah,
I have no words. I'm gagged. All that.
I don't like
I'm gonna
that
say
at
that
all.
Every time you don't like it.
I don't like that at all. Okay, well, I think we did a pretty good job solving that answer this week.
It's interesting. I would have never thought about that, but they're very different. English ladies, language, ladies and gentlemen.
English ladies?
The English ladies.
English ladies.
Whoa.
Well, Paul Atreides.
Paul Moadib Atreides.
Ooh, nice. Well, Paul Millsap.
Duke of Atreides. Well, Paul Bunyan.
I'll show you a bunion.
Well, massage my bunions, young blood. Spit take. That was a real life spit take.
I actually spit. I don't know if you can hear that. There's water all over my floor.
I didn't think that was that funny, but I think the timing. You were stunned. You were gagged.
I was stunned. I was stunned that just liquid projectiled out of my body.
Oh. Pause, please. Pause forever.
It's on my
that
glasses.
Was the worst sound bite that you're going to have on this podcast today.
Probably not. Jeff,
okay, well,
what's
we
your
go.
Fact of the week?
Okay, in typical fashion, which is it's just a fun twist on the fact of the week.
Is it Wemby stat again?
I'm going to do a kind of like a trivia. I'm going to give you a chance to guess
Ooh,
what you think, and then we'll see. But it's really crazy. This is actually another Tiger Woods stat, because Tiger Woods has about 15 stats that are mind-blowing to me that every time I hear them, I can't believe it. And
would
this
you
one,
be shocked by them?
I'm stunned by these.
You're
not even
stunned by
I'm
them. Wow.
I'm stunned, like a stun gun to my head. Okay. Tiger Woods played in a certain number of tournaments in his whole career, okay? You know how many he probably played in, especially in this later part of his career, that he didn't win, okay? So this goes against his number. What do you think his total tournament win percentage is? Between tournaments won versus tournaments played, what do you think his win percentage is? It's a very different question.
I feel like for you to ask this question...
It has to be insane?
Has to be crazy high. Because like my mind goes to 12%. That was like the first number that popped in my head.
That'd be a crazy number. 12% of all your tournaments, you're winning more than a tenth of them, which is better than almost everybody who's ever played golf. That'd be incredible.
It would be. So I'm like, is the number going to be higher than that? Or am I going to play the realistic game and go down to like 6 or 7? I'm going to go with 8.2%.
You're going to drop it down a little bit to try to...
Yeah.
Well, you would be remiss because you were actually... You would have been closer had you stuck to your original number. And the crazy part is you wouldn't even have been 50% of the way there. Tiger Woods has played in 302 tournaments. He has won 79 of them. Which means he has a 26.1% win percentage.
I am shocked.
Of all tournaments. Shocked. That is 26%.
So is this more PGA than a Tour events?
Yes, on the PGA Tour.
Wow!
On the tour of tournaments. Here's the crazier part. He has a different number that's even crazier. He has won 21.2% of all majors that he's entered. A fifth of all the majors tournaments he's ever entered, he has won. I feel like
that number had to have dropped down because he hasn't won in forever.
He's 14. You know? He is 14 for 66 so far, but he started out 14 of 46. So he actually was at 30% in the first 46 majors. He was at 30%. That's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
That's actually unbelievable. I don't believe you. I don't believe you.
Yeah, and then he won. Remember? He won another Masters, which means it put his number up to 15.
That's insanity, dude.
So that's the crazy stat. But I'll just add into it another one, just real quick. He spent 683 consecutive weeks that he spent number one. No, sorry. 683 weeks total as the number one player in the world. He has the first, second, sixth, and 11th longest streaks as number one ever. And he has twice been number one for over 263 weeks in a row. Nobody else has ever touched 100 weeks in a row.
That's crazy.
And he's twice had it over 263.
That's crazy.
That's unbelievable. So, yeah. If you don't respect Tiger Woods.
Phil Mickelson's still the GOAT, so.
He's the GOAT of lefties.
He is.
And for all our lefties out there, you better represent. Yeah. Scott's honor.
No, I was doing left hand, back hand.
Oh. Sorry. Oh, with the H.
This is H. I was just doing it up here.
Don't.
Jeff, you want to share your screen with us, brother?
I do, brother. And this is a fun segment. We've done segments like this in the past, but I thought this... I actually asked you a question about this earlier in the week.
And which, by the way, I finished Harry Potter last night.
You did?
I did. I finished the last Deathly Hallows last night.
Hey. Well, beautiful.
Deathly Hallows 1 sucks, but Deathly Hallows 2 is fantastic.
It's the slowest movie. It's so slow. It just drags. Plus that scene with Harry and Hermione like making out. Ugh, I hate it so much. It seems the worst.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. We have a Harry Potter character bracket. Okay, I think there's 32 characters, so 16 different matchups here. So it should be pretty
quick. I got loads of questions.
What are the questions?
Is this my favorite character? Is this the strongest wizard? Is this the coolest? Is this...
No, this is You're matching them up just overall characters. It's not about your favorite. It's not about whatever. This is just overall who is the better character.
Okay. Better character.
You can use any metric you want. You can use power. You can use like how much you liked them, how funny they were, how much screen time they got, how important they were. You can use anything you want.
Okay.
Okay. Sorry for all the ads on here.
That's all good. We got an easy one to start.
Slughorn versus Dumbledore.
And we'll go with the door.
Dumble with Albus Dumbledore. Oh, okay.
This is a freaking tough matchup here. We got Hagrid versus Rubius. Remus.
Hagrid versus Remus, the werewolf. Man, Rubius Hagrid. I love
this
Hagrid.
This is incredibly difficult for me because when you brought up what this segment was, and you said, which is the better character, in my mind, my dark horse was Remus. Yeah, I was like, he's going to go far. But you compare it to the lovability of Hagrid?
It's tough. Hagrid just has a charm.
Hagrid has the love and adoration of the fan base, of the school. And Remus has the respect that he's garnered from the order.
Yes.
You
got a tough call.
I think the correct answer is Hagrid, but I'm going to go with Remus.
I am stunned. I'm stunned by that because that is probably you're on the top 2% of people who would ever.
Oh!
What a pick. What a pick. You get freaking Umbridge. Miss Little. With her little face.
I have never hated a person more in my life than her.
She's one of the biggest villains. Didn't we do this on our villain podcast? I think she made it on the top. I think she said she was one of the worst villains. Yeah. Or hated characters, something along those lines.
But I also hate Ron's oldest brother. That dude is a freaking wiener that I want to punch in the face.
The fact that you don't even remember his name, it just shows you.
That's, what is his name?
He was a prefect.
Ugh. He's such a
horrible
prick.
Just hate him. So,
but she's the worst.
So you're gonna by default.
Yes, not gonna last long. Like even though this actress does a good job of portraying that role, she's the worst. This is easy.
You get Sirius Black versus another Weasley. I think that's
the one who does dragons.
It does dragons. What is this? Shrek?
He does their breeding, yeah.
He does. He breeds. Breeds dragons. The Hungarian horntail. Ooh.
Stall right. For me for a second.
Sirius Black or...
the Weasley brothers. I'm trying to find all of them.
I think this one's... He marries Fleur Delacour.
Percy is the last one.
Not Percy.
And this one is...
Sons.
Who is this one?
Yeah, what are the names? Name the names. I'll know who it is.
Sorry. I'm trying to find it. I can't... I just want like a list.
Names. Yeah, just say the Weasley brothers.
I did, and then it took me to harrypotter.fandom.com.
Yeah, and scroll down. You can see all of them. Just say, who married Fleur Delacour? And you'll see. Because that's her name.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Because it's Ron, wait. George.
He's not a Weasley.
Yes, he is.
Is he?
Yes.
Sorry, this is great podcasting right here.
Hey, we're doing some fact finding for all of our listeners.
Yeah. Charlie.
Charlie! Called it.
Great Charlie character. Weasley.
Yeah, Charlie
great
Weasley.
Character. Easy answer, Sirius Black.
Yeah, that's a no-brainer. We didn't even have to do all that.
No-brainer.
All right, we're sticking with this side of the bracket, so now you've got Dumbledore versus Remus.
Wow. Short yeah. bracket.
No, no, this is just the side. This is just
right.
one side.
Right. I mean, you gotta give it up to Albus.
Like
I love Remus a lot, and I think he does a lot for the order, and he's like one of the most trustworthy characters, and then he freaking dies.
Yeah.
Sad.
Man, it was rough.
But yeah, we're gonna push Albus up.
Albus. Interesting. Oh,
this and is this easy. Is another cakewalk one. We're going serious.
Sirius Black, and that's going to put
Gary Oldman. Dumbledore. Can you believe that? That's Gary Oldman.
Gary Oldman is one of the most versatile actors on the planet. No one can tell me otherwise. I love him in so many movies.
So
fantastic.
Good.
Give him credit. This is a tough matchup for me, specifically.
Low-key, and not even low-key, I'm not afraid to say this. Sirius Black is my favorite character in all of Harry Potter.
That's not a crazy take, and I agree with you.
He's my favorite character.
He's fantastic. He's.
I just wish he didn't die so early.
It was plot armor they needed to put for Harry to use against Voldemort.
But even like when he dies, he still has a role because he's way more of a father than Harry's stupid dad was.
You only call him stupid because of what we learn at the end.
Yeah, because he's a
Because he was a D-bag.
He's a D-bag to frickin' Severus.
So I'm assuming Sirius is moving on from here.
You know what? We're going to do it. We're going to push Sirius forward.
I have no qualms. Okay, next grouping. We have dear. Draco Malfoy's mom or...
Madame Pomfrey. Madame Pomfrey. Also, she's kind of a G.
Oh, we get a picture for this one. We got...
Wow.
We get Blackstone. What's his name? What is his name? He has a really crazy weird name because J.K. Rowling just liked to name really generic, stereotypical names. She stereotyped hardcore, and I think his name was like, it's like Shacklebolt. That's his name. His name is literally Shacklebolt.
Didn't know that.
Yeah. It's crazy. You can find it on there. So it's something Shacklebolt versus Aragog. Hagrid's spider that he raised. And now...
Yeah. Screw spiders. Movie.
Really?
Screw the spiders.
Spiders flee before him.
And then he has his freaking children try to eat... The chosen
one. He doesn't know Harry. It's not his fault. It's just how it goes. It's free meal.
Don't care. Spiders. Screw them. Hate spiders.
Aragog was
such a nice friend. We're pushing forward. The guy whose name we don't even know.
It's something Shacklebolt. I know it is.
It's what?
Oh, Shacklebolt. Something Shacklebolt. I can tell you that for sure.
Kingsley.
Kingsley Shacklebolt. What a name.
That's a great name.
Yeah. Okay. Kingsley. We got Barty Crouch Sr. versus the guy
Barty
that Ginny.
Barty Crouch Jr.
And we get the guy that Ginny is snogging. I can't remember his name.
Yeah. What is his name?
He's got the afro.
He's in How to Get Away with Murder.
Oh, Mucked yeah, up. He is.
Sorry.
Mucked. who are you going with on this one?
This is kind of a, like, doesn't really matter because they're both going to get tossed in the next round. We don't know his name, so we're going with Barty Crouch Sr.
Barty Crouch Sr. Okay. All right, we have. I don't even know who this guy is.
On the left. Don't know who that is.
But I know that she's the professor for Quidditch.
Yeah, we're pushing her on.
Brooms up! Okay, she's pushing her on. All right, we've got Shacklebolt, we've got Kingsley Shacklebolt versus Madame Pomfrey.
Pomfrey, baby.
Pomfrey all the way. And then we've got Barty Crouch Senior versus.
Let's go with the Quidditch professor.
All right, so now
and
we're down to
let's
Quidditch
go with Madame
Pomfrey.
Pomfrey.
Madame Pomfrey making it to the finals, the final grouping.
Wait.
What a matchup!
There's only two sides of a bracket.
That's it.
Wow, short bracket. I thought it was gonna be four sides.
I couldn't do it too long because I wanted to kind of keep us in our time constraints. So.
All right. Well,
I had another
Sirius
one,
Black
but it would have taken a lot longer.
Is the goat, and he's
the goat.
This.
Which that's an easier win.
Shout out to Adam Pomfrey.
If I had done the other one, honestly, we would have been here all night because the matchups would have been infinitely more difficult.
True.
For some of the matchups. You would have been like, dang, I can't choose. So, well, I'm glad.
Let us know your favorite Harry Potter character. So,
as you can tell, they didn't include, you know, Harry, Ron, Hermione, you know, a lot of the main characters because they knew it would get too controversial.
All right.
Oliver Wood.
Well, let us revisit our playoff predictions week by week. I put a little point total down here at the bottom, Jeffrey.
Oh no.
To this show us looking
so bad.
The points possible. So there's 24 points possible, meaning wild card round, you get 1 point for a correct game picked. Divisional round, you get 2 points for a game picked. So on the AFC and NFC side, round one, we had 6 points possible. Round two, we have 8 points possible. Round three, we have 6 points possible. So the conference championships. And then the Super Bowl is 4 points.
Okay.
So there's 24 points in total. Jeff only got 2 points in round one because he missed all three of the NFC matchups, which that means sucked. He just needs the Lions to win.
I have to have the Lions go all the way through because that 4 points at the end is going to do numbers for me.
So in theory, literally, you can get 2 points here, you can get 3 points here, and you can get 4 points there to get you to 11. You could get 2 points here and 3 points here. No, sorry. 4 points here and 3 points here to get you to 18. So your max total right now is 18 out of 24 possible.
Wait.
If you get the rest of your picks right, you can get 18 out of 24 points.
So there's only 1, 2, 3. So 1 game, 2 game, 3 game. I thought guessing the winner was a point.
It's 4 points.
And guessing the person who goes to the conference is 3?
Is 3 points, yeah.
Or person
goes to the Super Bowl is 3 points.
Goes to the Super Bowl is 3 points. 2 points for going to the conference championship.
Correct.
And it there's was only 2 games. Point. And it, wait, but it was only 1 point going and getting, like, the divisional game was only 1 point?
Wild card, each game is worth 1 point. Divisional, each game is worth 2 points. Conference championship, game is worth 3 points. Super Bowl, game is worth 4 points.
Whoever wins it is getting 4 points. Okay, yeah. Cool. I just want to make sure I'm on.
You have
on
a possible 8 points that you could get here.
And you have a possible.
And you're at 2. I am at... I could also get 4 here. I could also get 3. And I could still... still technically get 4 here and 3 here and 4 here.
You're looking a lot better.
So I can get 23.
You've only missed one game. You've only missed the Chargers game.
I only missed the Chargers game. But if the Chiefs lose, I would get 19. And you would get 18 if the Lions won. But that's if I pick the Eagles game right.
The thing is, it's looking really good for you because if the Chiefs and Lions both lose, you win no matter what. Because I don't have enough points possible, nor could I beat you with that. But if
I think you're right. But shout out Chiefs Kingdom. Kansas shout City. Out Jeff Kansas for giving City me this football. Sweater.
The comfiest sweater in all the land.
Yeah. So that's our recap so far. Jeff has to go perfect and hope that the Chiefs or you have to hope that the Rams beat the Eagles.
Yeah,
that's
knock you out
that's
of that
the matchup that you're rooting for.
Yeah.
And then obviously that the Lions win.
And Lions, I'm rooting for that. I'm honestly, it would be better for me if the Chiefs lose early. Because that gives me a better chance for the Lions to probably win the Super Bowl. If they're not up against the Chiefs, Lions have a better chance of winning, which gives me those points possible. Lions against the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, I don't feel as good about. Again, even if against the Ravens or the Bills. I still like their chances against either of those
Dude,
teams.
I am not confident right now in the Chiefs. I think they'll beat the Texans, but I'm not confident in that AFC championship game.
Ravens or Bills, you're just watching them play. It makes you nervous against King Henry.
Yep.
Oh, man, that's going to be nervous. Nerve-wracking.
Nervy.
Heartbreaking if they can't get it done. A triple crown for the first time.
So I got a blind rank for you.
Okay.
Shouldn't take too long. We'll move through it quickly. Do you want to do a quick ice cream check?
I think I just did one, and I didn't have a notification yet.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
Blind rank Mexican food edition. And there's a little twisty at the end.
A twisty twisty?
A cinnamon twist, if you will.
Mmm, okay.
Okay, so. Queso.
Queso.
This is my own list that I created. It was just thinking of foods. So, your first item is the burrito.
Ooh. A classic burrito? Just basic burrito? Just some of the basic fixings?
I mean, these are going to be your best versions of whatever they are. But
oh, the best versions?
I mean, it's I guess it's whatever you want to make of it, cuz you could say, "Well, oh, I had this really good burrito once." Or I had this really good taco once.
Or like potential for it to be good. Like the odds are most burritos are going to be good. But like in my eyes, I've had a lot of bad burritos.
This is a blind rank. So this is whatever you want to phase it in. It is the list according to Jeff.
You're blind ranking. Well, this is unfortunate because I'm going to put it right at five.
Also, I put foot. That's dumb.
Mexican foot edition. I'm okay with that.
Emily's in the other room. No! No! okay.
Oopsies.
Tell us where your five. Burrito goes.
I said five.
Right five. Wow. It's not that crazy. Is incredibly low.
What? No, it's not.
That is.
I've had some really good Mexican foods that are not burritos.
Okay, next we are gonna go with the chili con queso.
Chili con queso. Interesting. That's a 7.
Wow.
It's a 7. I just know there's better food on here, and I'm pretty sure it's gonna be better.
All right.
You know.
Next
I haven't been
is
wowed.
A churro.
Oh, a churro? Oh, really? A solid churro? Like, I don't love churros, but churros can be really good. I'll put that right in the 6 range.
Wow, dude.
Churros. Solid.
Okay, next we're with the enchilada.
Oh, enchilada? That's gotta be a 3 for me. I love it. Okay. Even though it wrecks my stomach, it is delicious. And I have had most enchiladas. I just love the sauce. I love a saucy enchilada.
Love me an enchilada. I think
horchata.
Next, we're going with horchata.
That's numero dos.
No way.
Horchata is incredible,
brother.
I am an horchata fiend.
I love horchata.
I will down horchata like it is going out of style,
dude. Horchata is so good.
Good horchata cannot be messed with.
Oh, it is.
It's
makes
extreme.
The
I've had some not good horchata.
It makes the tum tum. Rum, gurgle, rum. Gurgle, but like
whew. All that rice drink,
rice wine,
delicious.
So okay, well, I'm very surprised, but also stoked with your reaction out of the horchata. Next, we have Mexi fries.
Ooh, you know what? I'm not a huge fan of like super messy fries to begin with. I just never have been. It's just I either like crispy fries. Or like fries in a burrito, but that's it. They get soggy and messy and gross. So
in my mind right now, I have that dog that's like this.
Uh-huh.
Calling that BS meter. That you don't like messy fries? Come on.
I don't love them. I prefer crispy fries dipped in a sauce than fries that are soaked in sogginess. I just don't. I don't love them, and so that's a 9. Especially Mexican version. Mexi fries? Definitely not.
Mexi fries.
Wait. Are you thinking of like Mexi fries, like Taco Time Mexi fries?
There's multiple.
I'm thinking
versions
of Mexi
fries
that are all like coated in all this just stuff.
Yeah, it's whatever you want to put it as.
Okay, then yeah.
Next we have nachos.
Oh, nachos at the 1.
Yeah.
Nachos at the 1.
Nachos are so good.
I'm glad you saved that there, and I'm glad I saved the 1 spot. I'm feeling pretty good about what I have available.
Yep. Okay.
Nachos. So
next
good.
We have sopapillas.
Sopapilla. Remind me what that is. I don't necessarily remember what a sopapilla is. What's it filled with?
It's just like fried. It's fried dough battered
fried
in
pastry, a type of quick bread served
cinnamon
in
sugar.
Heritage.
dip it in.
I mean, I've never even eat these, and I don't crave them, so that's a 10.
Okay.
Unfortunately, for those maybe who are mad at me because I did that, I don't care. Sue me. No, don't. Yep. That's besides the point.
That's beside the point. Next, you have tacos.
Ooh, give me a taco at a 4. I'm sad I didn't have the 2 or 3 available, but yeah. Tacos should be top 3 or top 2 because they're the most versatile.
See, I would have put tacos over horchata. Horchata would have been like the 5 for me, burrito up a little bit.
I mean, I can't forgive my horchata. It would be my enchiladas I would have moved.
Okay, that means in the 8 you have tamales.
I'm okay with that. I like tamales, but they're not my go-to.
Yeah, I think you did a pretty good list. However, there's a slight twick up my sleeve.
A trick?
We have a bonus item as tostadas. Oh. And you can replace tostadas anywhere on this list.
What were you about to say?
If you would like. Or I was going to, like, you could put it in, like, the 6 and then everything else would bump down.
To, like, the 11th spot. Okay, I think I would...
Or you can just replace
it. Can I swap it? Can I just replace it?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to replace... a tostada is pretty good. I'll replace that with the tamales. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm okay knocking that out. And tostadas are they're good. Not the greatest, but they're good.
Okay. Nice. Very good.
Nice, nice, nice.
Well, I love me a blind rank, and I love me some Mexican food, so. Yes. All right, Jeff.
Dabba-dabba-doo.
Draft time.
Draft time. Okay.
Wait.
This is...
Ice cream update?
I just checked. Let me load it up, because right now is the deadline when it says, and it looks like they're running a tad behind, because it says it's been out for delivery basically all day. Today by 7 p.m. It says since 9:34 a.m. it has been out for delivery. So that guy must be at the end of his day.
Well, it is 7 p.m. as we speak.
I know. He's running by. I'm really sad because most of the time mine gets delivered. Did you think he knocked? I think you should actually go do a check.
All
just
right.
To see.
Tell me what the draft is, and then I want you to talk about what the draft is while I go check.
Okay, so the draft is
brainstorm. Gonna... Or okay. Green Needle.
Green Needle. Brainstorm. I love
that. I hate that stupid crap.
It's the best. Okay, draft. It's interesting, and I've never done one like this before, but it's going to require some thinking. We are both drafting a team, okay? This team is going to be U.S. States. All right, you're going to pick 5 U.S. states. Their job, you are picking it based on a number of things. You're using their strategic geographical points of where they're located, whether maybe they're located close by, if that's your strategy, who is in the state, what kind of like resources the state has, whether it's military, whether it's citizens, whether it's their placement, like anything else, if they have money or not, their size, and you're picking 5 to fight the other 5 states, and the winner gets the entirety of the United States.
Okay.
And it's only those 5 states that are on your team. The rest of the United States are not going to be involved at all. They're all going to be kind of by themselves, just watching to see what happens. You cannot ask for their help. You can traverse through the states if you please. If you're traveling, you're allowed to travel. But you have to travel using your own state's resources. So you can't use like planes from the other states or whatever. No, nothing at the door yet?
Nothing at the door yet.
Okay.
So you're going to use... number 1 spot.
You want the 1?
I think I want the 1 because I think there's a clear 101 to this draft. Okay.
Just be very aware of what you're doing and your strategy because it will change. Got to be aware and then we're gonna take a look.
We're going Texas at the 101.
Texas at the 101. And what makes you choose that? Why are you choosing Texas?
Oil and gas, cattle, firearms.
Firearms.
Size, population.
By who? So is it civilian firearm use? Like the civilians are all going to have their own firearms? Are you using any military?
I mean, Texas has got Air Force bases.
They do.
They got the best universities.
Okay, shut up. They don't have the best universities.
They've got amazing universities. Texas A&M.
Texas is ranked in the bottom University 20% of Houston of education.
University of Texas, Rice, Texas Tech.
Most of TCU, those you're naming are not known for being Baylor, the best educational schools.
UTSA?
UTSA? Our Lady of the Lake?
The Meat Meeps.
The Meat Meeps. All right, so you have a lot. That's always going to be one of the top ones that people choose. Okay,
right.
They're also in the Gulf. I think that's centrally located.
Clear. I don't know where you're going to go next, but I think Texas is the clear.
It's not. It's not technically the clear though, because I'm going to go with California.
Okay.
That's a one or a one either way. Okay, but the resources, the money, the California they're up just against full the water. Of a bunch. California can't be traversed from where? Where can they be traversed from? One side. They're
Japan.
Also up against the water. whoa. They're up against one side. You have Texas? They have multiple areas I could get at you from.
And yeah, but
Texas is known for having their border broken.
Yeah, so, but that. Remember the
either way. Either. Oh, I remember. California, the money, they do have lots of guns. They have a lot of military.
So does Texas.
They have a lot of government officials that can pass things and get stuff done.
Yeah, but the people with money in California are a bunch of
they have more
Hollywood.
So,
you know what I mean?
If the audience knew that you were muted for that long for what you were saying. They're obviously, yes, it's not going to be like they're all gung-ho shooting everything. But money... They have so much money and resources and power.
And Teslas.
All the Hollywood people who can rally everyone else. Have the media on their side. They could turn the whole country, all the other states against you. Ah. If they chose. Okay? California has to be up there, though.
Yes, it's up there. I just don't think it's better than Texas, but that's fine.
It's a close call. It's a close call. Okay? Next on my list, my number two pick. This is also really tough, but it feels like it should be there, and that's going to be Florida.
Florida.
The Floridians are crazy people.
They're crazy, brother.
They're borderline crazier than Texans. Still a lot of weapons. Obviously a little bluer state, but also surrounded mostly by water.
Yeah.
So you're pretty protected on most sides, and you can get to a lot of places from there. Their resources, they've got quite a bit of resources there. And I like their strategic point, so I got my anchored on two sides of the country. But I like where I'm at there. This is where it starts to get fishy.
This is I don't know if it's a homer pick, but I'm gonna take Colorado.
It's a homer pick.
Because Colorado has the Air Force.
Okay.
That's a huge reason. United States Air Force. And they have
some of it. You have Texas too, so you've got multiple Air Force regions.
Right. So I'm not attacking you with boats, I'm attacking you with the Air Force, you know what I mean?
Sure.
So I'm going Colorado, and they also have a lot of natural resources, and because I'm also kind of thinking like I'm building a country with these states almost, you know what I mean?
Sure. Yeah, like, you're trying to balance it out.
Yeah.
To be able to attack.
And like down in Colorado Springs, there's Cheyenne Mountain, which is where one of the places the president would go if there was a nuclear attack or something like that. So like
a
nuclear attack.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
There's a deep security. Also Denver Airport.
Denver Airport. And we all know also there.
Tons and tons.
So, of that good stuff.
The green kush.
The green good kush.
Okay. Yeah, it might not be the best pick, but
it's a big state too. You got a big area.
I don't even know where I'm going from here, so I'm just gonna. I know where I'm going.
You know where you're going? I know what you're looking up. I know what you're looking up.
I'm not looking up anything. I'm going with Virginia.
I know you were.
Really?
Yes, because that's what I was about to look up.
Because, like, I was thinking New York, because that's kind of that's like a big populous area. But I'm also thinking if we went like Virginia, you've got a diverse part of Virginia. You've got the West Virginia Mountaineers, obviously not West Virginia, but like you've got the Boonies in Virginia, sure, and then you've got the people outside of Washington.
Yeah, Washington, D.C. right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you get borderline area, which is good. The Washington, D.C. stuff is what I was looking at.
Yeah.
And what I was thinking about, because it is. D.C. is its own thing.
District of Columbia.
State. So are we counting it as a place you can pick as one of your states?
Is D.C. separate
from everything?
Is it one of the 50 nifty United States, the 13 original colonies?
But do we want to use it as a state and just count it as one, and if someone wants to take it, they can? Or do we want to exclude it completely since it's something? Okay, so D.C.'s off the market.
Puerto Rico, off the market.
Those Puerto Ricans.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, wow, if you're going Colorado and Virginia.
Also, I wanted to get out east a little bit too, so I'm trying to.
So you got Texas, you got a little west, you got a little east.
Yeah.
You're kind of all over the place here, but you have some options. I also want to branch out a little bit here, and I'm going to look at New York.
Okay.
The money, there's very powerful people there. Again, so I've got California and I've got New York's opposite sides, Florida.
I mean, I just think all it takes is two planes, you know, so.
or three. That is the darkest thing you've ever said on this podcast. And that's including the children comment you made a few weeks ago.
That was bad. This was on purpose.
It was on purpose. Dark day. The night is obviously
just before the dawn.
Dark night. You do have a point with it. Like, your Air Force can
it's
do a lot.
It's so centrally located. Everything is so compact.
But I also don't expect...
You take out LA, but you still have San Francisco, right? You still got San Diego. You still got a lot of California with populace. You take out New York City.
But the thing is, New York already has a lot of resources available to them because they're close by to some of the places. But also, you can spread all the people out because the state's pretty big. Obviously, we have that area, but you
can spread. But you're not going to.
Why not? That could be part of my strategy. Each state is going to have their own strategy.
Okay.
So you're going to use their resources and their positioning to do what you need to do. And you can take
people
from
Palmyra and...
I'm going to go up to Scranton, Pennsylvania, and then work my way down. And then, work my way up.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to take New York. I've got three quarters of the country covered now that I can put people to. And then with my
You're
going
to go Washington?
My fourth spot, Washington? No. No, Washington.
So you get the four corners.
I'm gonna pick. I don't want... Maine would be the four corners if I wanted that.
Yeah.
No, I'm not taking Washington. If I'm going back over, I'm taking good old Las Vegas, Nevada. Because I've got Area 51. You don't know what's over there.
That's true.
They've got a lot of military stuff there.
Shady military stuff that we don't know about.
And I am going to use it to my full advantage, regardless of what it is. And you guarantee they've got some stuff that they've never shown anybody, some aircraft that could be devastating, some weapons that are devastating that we don't know. But I'm taking my chances. The rest of the state is too big, and there's not a lot going on, but that is what I want.
Okay, very interesting.
You know what I want.
You know what I want.
Okay.
I feel like you would probably win the polls as of this point. Hitting those big three, and then Nevada.
It's not big three, that's big me.
Oh.
Ooh.
I'm surprised you didn't say the word.
No, I'm not going to say it. I wouldn't say that.
Okay, for my fourth pick, I'm going to go with Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania.
And I don't know how much of a military presence Pennsylvania is going to have, but you've got Pittsburgh on one end, you've got Philly on one end, and a lot of natural resources too in central Pennsylvania, and it's just another big state, highly populous. So,
okay,
I feel like you got hard workers between Pittsburgh and Philadelphia. You got the backbone of America right there. You know what I mean?
The backbone. Yeah, sure. The hardworking class of Pennsylvania.
Yeah. I think it... I mean, it doesn't matter. I could have taken it at my fifth or my fourth. With my final pick, I'm tempted to go Rhode Island, but I think I'll pass for now.
Yeah, wait on that.
Yeah, I think I might. You know, they could be an honorable mention for me.
Dude, it's tough.
I'm legitimately actually kind of struggling here.
Yeah.
Because, like, the big guys are gone, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've thought about going outside the continental U.S. just for land purposes and beauty and everything like that. But I don't know how much that's going to garner me in terms of our states battling against each other. I'm also trying to think of, like, the culture of each state, too, which is why I like the Pennsylvania pick, because they are gritty, hardworking. Like, they're going to be tough, good soldiers, potentially. Whereas New York and California, they're just a bunch of prissy little... So...
you use that mute feature way more often than you should, but it's good.
I haven't used it in a few weeks. I'm actually going to defer my pick to you and let you take your fifth spot because I don't know where I'm going yet.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, in that case, that can only benefit me because you could have taken my pick that I wanted, but I'm going to go a route that you want to go and try to rival you because there's only one way to do that, and that's to pick up Arizona, because Arizona has a few naval bases or Air Force bases, and I think they have an Army base and lots of planes, lots and lots of planes with their bases. So that matched up with Nellis in Nevada.
And Area 51. You might as well call yourself the Southwest state there. Southwest Airlines.
Southwest. Oh, I should. There's a lot there, so I can rival your Air Force stuff because I have a lot of resources in Arizona, and it's a big state. It's a lot to cover, and a few big cities.
I really don't know where I want to go with this.
Man, we would have a fight though, Arizona and Colorado right there. There would be a battle.
I mean, they're not touching.
They're not touching, but it's close. And the close is, I mean, think California's all the way over there. You got to make quite the travel to get over there. You've got Virginia and Pennsylvania over there. Texas and Colorado are your next closest. But besides that, I can flank at any point. So New York and Pennsylvania would go at it. Virginia would be helpful for you. But I've got Florida to work with maybe up or across.
Fun fact, Pennsylvania is the fifth most populous state in America.
Oh, Philadelphia.
And Pittsburgh, yeah.
And Pittsburgh.
Virginia's the 12th, so that's not bad. Arizona's 14th.
Not bad.
Nevada is 31st.
Yeah, they're not going to have a lot of people. I'm not
worried. Puerto Rico has more than... Arkansas, Kansas, Mississippi, New Mexico, Nebraska, Idaho, West Virginia, Hawaii, New Hampshire, Maine, Montana, and all those other states. That's crazy.
Puerto Rico's packed.
Puerto Rico is packed. What the heck? Okay. Well, for my final pick.
Tough, huh?
Dude, I seriously just struggle to think of...
Like, where can you go with what you already have? What state's going to be valuable enough to choose that has the resources you want, the positioning that you want?
Yeah.
I mean, we haven't taken Central anything. We haven't taken, like, Ohio or anything
like that. Yeah, I know where I'm going.
Great Lakes are. North Carolina? Oh,
go with North Carolina.
Coast. Hardcore.
So, one, I want to combo North Carolina and Virginia together, kind of make that a conglomerate there, right?
Okay, that's really good.
That's a strong base for each other. North Carolina has, I believe they have a couple of Navy bases on the coast, but they do have a strong military presence in the state itself.
Yeah.
And they're also a large tech area. So I'm kind of combining tech and military into one.
Okay, you got some crazy Hicks in there too that are willing to do crazy stuff for
their country. Absolutely. I mean, that's, so. I gotta combo your or combat your Florida somehow.
Well, and you got University of North Carolina with those Tar Heels. So I mean, you
and I got Blue Devils.
You got the Blue Devils and the Tar Heels. I'm not sure how I combat that.
That's true. No, North Carolina is one of the most populous of active duty troops in America as well. So that is a fact that I just learned. So, recapping my team, I got Texas, Colorado, Virginia, Pennsylvania, and North Carolina. And Jeff?
I've got California, Florida, New York, Nevada, and Arizona.
Okay, now if we change this and we put it to who has the best football recruits.
You win.
So like high school recruits.
Yeah, I don't think I don't win that.
I don't know if I win.
What, you think California and Florida are enough to take down Texas?
California and Florida just have a lot of great players coming from there. Texas and North Carolina are pretty good.
Yeah.
Pennsylvania's all right.
Virginia's going to have some, too.
Colorado's not going to have nothing.
North Carolina's going to have quite a bit.
Nevada's not going to have much. If we did Hoopers,
I might have that.
Jeff would win, for sure.
Well, I don't know. There's a lot of Hoopers from Texas. There's a lot.
Yeah, but Arizona has a surprising pull of...
California, Florida has a lot. New York has quite a bit.
I do think it's kind of funny just to... Take that it from like a state's battle to like a who's better at X, Y, or Z.
Sporting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's got the best?
Who has better agriculture? Probably you with California, actually.
Texas has a huge amount of agriculture.
That's true. It's different agriculture.
California's got different, but yeah, I mean, New York's got a lot, but I think you have with, I don't know, that's tough. I don't know enough about these states to know. But like
kinda,
professional teams?
What about that's kind of interesting.
Teams? Professional football teams, who wins that?
I mean, I've got Denver, Dallas, Denver. Houston.
You got Pittsburgh, Steelers.
I got Pittsburgh, Philly, and the Commanders, and the Panthers.
You do.
You've got the Cardinals, the Jets, Giants. That sucks for you.
It does suck. That hurts.
Cardinals. But then I've you have got, the Bucks and the
Raiders.
Oh, you do have the Raiders. That's right. Bucks, you have the Bucks, the Raiders, the Dolphins, and the the Jags, and then you
and
have
the Rams.
The Rams, the Chargers, and the Niners.
That's so, tough, man. That's tough.
This is actually kind of funny looking at all these different differences in their teams.
That's really crazy.
I just said different differences.
Shut up.
Does that even make sense?
Well, final check on the shipment. I have not received an email saying that it has been delivered, unfortunately. So that means they do not get my return business after this because they are delayed past when they said they would be. And I am sad about it.
My carpet's still wet. Todd.
From what?
From when I spat take. Spat took.
Oh, dude, that was fantastic.
When I spatchcocked that turkey.
Watch your language. Don't you spit again.
I almost did.
Oh, don't.
Alright. We are at 53 minutes, so proud of us for staying under our hour goal.
Solid.
Before we close to final word. Let's do the name, or what do you call it? Match name game, where we say 1, 2, 3, and we say...
Oh, a word and try to get to
we
it.
We say a word and we try to get there.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, I can do it.
First one, we got to go super abstract.
Okay.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3. Pineapple.
Trains. I said trains.
Pineapple trains.
Okay.
This should be easy.
Wait.
This should be easy. 1, 2, 3. Express.
Cargo. Oh, sorry.
Pineapple Express.
Oh, that's good. Sorry, I was thinking like transporting it. So like, oh, trains and cargo.
Yeah, you're good. You're good.
Okay, so.
Express cargo. We good? You good?
Yes.
All right. 1, 2, 3. Railway.
Polar.
Polar Express. That's.
I was not trying. I went
railway.
Railway? Oh, that's good. Okay, we're almost there. We're almost there.
Oh, I don't.
We're literally on the same. We're on the same track, though.
You said polar.
Yeah.
And I said railway.
Uh huh.
Okay.
Okay.
1, 2, 3. Santa.
North Pole.
I almost went.
I was like, it's heading to the North Pole.
I almost went North Pole, but I felt like, yeah, I was trying to go, who's at North Pole?
Dude, I don't know where to go now. It feels too similar that, like, there's too many things.
There's too many things, but I think we got it. Santa, North Pole. Ready? 1, 2, 3. L.
Christmas.
Dang it.
Oh, come on. Santa and North Pole is Christmas time. It's Christmas.
It is. I was trying to go, who else was at the North Pole?
This is painful.
Elves and Christmas.
Maybe you have to talk to me about stuff more, you know, so we feel more in tune.
Elves, Christmas.
Oh, I almost got so excited. I just got an email notification. I thought it was the ice cream, but it was not. It was from LinkedIn. Lincoln.
Oh.
Elves and Christmas.
Elves and Christmas.
That's easy. That's so easy now.
Okay.
Okay.
1, 2, 3.
Elf. Toys.
Frick! You were right!
And Christmas, they make toys. What do you mean?
Oh my god.
Oh no, Lincoln. No!
Oh, I quit. Jeff,
toys
final
and
word.
Elf? I don't know. Okay, final word.
Share with your grandma. Share with your Chiefs fan, because they're going to win tomorrow. So, shout out to the Chiefs. Jeff, final word. Get us out of here.
Final word before we are sad about not guessing the right word over and over. Please, please actually share or listen to parts of this or whatever. We are now trying to expand this a little bit more now that we have this other place to put it. And I'm excited to actually see this grow a little bit. So if you have any recommendations, comment below, share, spread this out. Spread it wide open.
With that, Lefty's out.